Heidi and Frank Show, thank you for joining us and hanging out with us all day. John Panette will be performing at the Brea Improv tonight through Sunday. For tickets, go to brea.improv.com. At John Panette, my earliest memories are of John seeing his stand-up.
Oh,
was
my God.
The Asian all-you-can-eat buffet. And
fantastic.
You'll go now. I think I still use that. I don't know when he first did that bit.
It was so iconic.
But that's, yeah, I mean, he could have had a sitcom called You Go Now, and it would have been on for 10 seasons.
So true.
John Panette, where is he?
Where's
Get
John?
Him in here.
Let's see what John...
There he is.
Oh, my God.
Good to see you, man.
Look at you, John.
How are you?
You're all fit and svelte.
Oh, yes, I am fit. Please.
What has happened?
I have to. I'll tell you the journey.
All right.
So I've lost from, say, my biggest, which was 2000, 200 pounds.
Oh, I thought you said...
No. The year 2000.
All right, John, all right.
I've lost about 200 pounds.
Wow.
And been a pleasure to live with the whole time.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah.
Now I go to the doctor. I have to lose another 75 pounds to get on the height and weight chart that says I should lose weight. You know how inside every big person, there's a skinny person waiting to come out? My person was heavy. That's all there is to it. So what do I do? Because I have a house in Pennsylvania, but I pissed off the Amish mafia. So I had a lamb in here. I didn't know they had a mafia.
I know.
I hear buggies coming up my walkway. I'm like, did they know I made fun of them on stage? Clip, clop, clip, clop. Don Jebediah sent a hit out for me. So I rent a house in Santa Monica, and I fit right in. It's a beautiful city full of health nuts.
Mm-hmm,
and
yes.
I don't drive a Prius. Mm. When I first moved out there, I was like, why are there three Prius dealerships on this street? They were parking lots. It's just that everybody drives a Prius. And I don't want to drive in your Prius. It's a go-kart. Go back and get a car. Pick me up.
There goes our Prius sponsorship.
I know, thanks, John.
No, I'm kidding.
With the Whole Foods, apparently... In Santa Monica, everybody gets one. Like, you get your own. I think there's like 47 of them. I don't know.
So why did you pick Santa Monica of all places if it's like...
Because it's beautiful.
Yeah, right? It is nice.
And listen, and again, I'm an East Coast guy, but I love it everywhere. And so there's like snowstorms every other day in January. People are becoming doomsday preppers.
They had the polar vortex this year. I mean, it was like the super winter of all time.
They're miserable. And I'm just trying to tell my family, you know, it's not that great out here because they'll visit.
Yeah, you feel good. Yeah, you
I
want
can't
them to come.
Have that.
You don't want them to come for the
no,
winter.
No, I don't
months.
Want them at my house.
Yeah, we're
no,
expecting
I love
the big
them.
One. Now, the yeah. earthquake can happen any moment.
Yeah,
you better
exactly.
stay out east.
Exactly. Yeah, there was the earthquake a couple of weeks ago. That was like...
Where were you?
We're going to ride out that storm.
When you felt the earthquake?
I was wide awake at 6:30 in the morning.
So you felt it.
Just kind of, get up! Yeah. I leaped out of bed like a gazelle.
But did you know what to do, or you just jumped out of bed and you stood there?
Yeah, you're supposed to stay in the doorway. And
right.
You're not supposed to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's
which is the most bizarre
the
thing, because when they show rubble, after an earthquake on the news, you never just see pile of rubble and then
a doorway
and then
yes.
a pile of rubble.
I think you're supposed to just lay down.
A perfectly pristine doorway.
You're supposed to just lay down, and then eventually the earthquake will go away. It won't attack
you.
Oh, no, that's a grizzly bear.
I'm just going to risk it and say, let's hope the house does not fall down around
us. That's what I did.
It's not like it's a hut.
Yeah, she was up, and she's like, she felt it, and she starts freaking out. She's like, what are we supposed to do? And I'm like, I think we're supposed to stay completely still.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm completely still, the earth will stop moving, because it'll be freaked out that I'm so still. That's how you know how you react in, like, situations. I am a possum. I am a deer in headlights.
It's a flight, fight, fight,
yeah.
or freeze.
I freeze.
You freeze.
How about this show, people are prepping for doomsday.
I'm so unprepared.
Listen, yes, you are. Because if it's doomsday, it's been laid out for us, the plan.
Well.
We are doomed. And the fact
this is the day.
That we have a basement with water and Top Ramen noodles and fruit roll-ups. And by the way, I don't know why you wouldn't want to live for that feast. Yeah. And not to mention the fact that you would have people in your basement. I got family in my basement. I got top ramen noodles and fruit roll-ups and guns. Okay. This is going to end well.
Did you see that, in entertainment news, that Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin are getting divorced, and she's turned into this organic, you know, everything gluten-free, I mean, as far as diet plan.
Organic.
And he's not. He's like, give me some meat and potatoes. So after 10 years.
Yeah, but it's not like he's heavy.
I know, but she's like, she's so into healthy, raw, organic food, I mean, that they're getting divorced.
This is what happens with the raw food people. Because you see them wandering around Whole Foods. They wander because they don't know what to do. They haven't had any food. They don't know what to do. They walk around thinking, I used to be here. I used to come here for something. And I know there's something I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
It's like Walking Dead because they've had no meat. They're nothing. And they basically, you see them, they have 50-pound bags of almonds. And they take it home and put it into a Play-Doh Fun Factory and make it into food that they like. Try this. It's meatloaf. No, it's not. It's almonds. You're crazy. No, I'm not. Try this. It's lasagna. No, it's not. It's zucchini with almond cheese. You're crazy.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, they have
always trying to pass it off.
Yeah, they pass it off. And they have the things called not dogs. They're hot dogs, but they're
tofu,
but
right?
They're not dogs.
Yeah, they're not.
Chickenless chicken. Well, clearly, I would like some chicken.
I'm waiting for the day where you're like standing behind somebody in the grocery line and there's nothing going down the belt. There's some guy just bagging up imaginary groceries. into an empty sack, and they're carrying them out to their car.
I've got my aloe vera water.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yes, which is supposed to be great for acid reflux.
Mm-hmm. Coats your insides.
Yeah. I do juices just because I can't choke down a salad. So I figure I'll, just
get
chug
it.
Just chug it.
Get it out of the
way.
And
I was drinking a juice bar in Santa Monica, and a lady goes, oh, what's in that? I go, ham. And she looked at me like I just clubbed a baby seal. She was not happy. And there's been a resurgence in this organic thing. First of all, organic. It's really kind of just a buzzword now that people gravitate towards. It's an organic brick. I mean, it's an organic, like, I don't know, everything's organic.
It's like when you put the word Swedish in front of something. Swedish made something so much better.
Yeah.
Swedish meatballs, way better than the other meatballs.
Organic meatballs, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I like my pork free range. I like them to take the pig to Disney World, put them on the rides, and then whack them on the way to the airport.
Right.
I never understood free-range chickens because I just don't see chickens just out in the wild.
I'll tell you what happened.
All right.
The free-range chicken thing. Chickens are farmed in Mississippi and Arkansas, most of the chickens in the country. And these farmers who are unsung heroes don't get paid enough. They get more if it's free-range. But they didn't read the pamphlets. And we just let all the chickens out.
Yeah.
Well, I live in Arkansas, but, I got calls about my chickens far away in South Carolina. And apparently one of them got into some whiskey and shot at a deputy. And my cousin's a sheriff in our county, and he was not happy. Buford, are these your chickens out here? So this is what you call free range. You have let them go free range all over my county. Now, I don't care what you call them. You coop them up.
John Panette hanging out with us. He'll be performing at the Brea Improv tonight.
It's a great club, by the way.
Through Sunday. Yeah, at brea.improv.com for tickets. And at John Panette on Twitter. You into the social media? You on there quite a bit?
You know what? Honestly, I just turned 50 last week. And
Happy birthday, John.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I do it in so much that, I want people to be able to know where I am and follow stuff. But I'm not passionate about it. So I have to do better is what I'm saying. I just don't, you know. I just admitting
it's the first step. I think.
Well, I don't think that there's, you know, it's. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm in line and in an out burger. I'm going to tweet something. In line at In-N-Out Burger.
Who are you following on Twitter?
You know what? Nobody.
Really?
I do have my iPad with me, and I do all kinds of little Google searches and everything else. And I like the Linda Cupcakes thing.
Linda Cupcakes?
It was on Hulu.
Is that porno?
No, it's a little kid asking for cupcakes.
Oh, definitely not porno.
It got 8 million hits. Very funny, because I asked for cupcakes. There's been a resurgence in America of cupcakes. What was it? Sprinkles, crumbs?
Yes.
Is it about 10 years maximum?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently,
it's a craze.
Everybody decided that I just. Have you been? It's like a cake, but it's small.
Yeah. Have you been to Velvet? Listen. Velvet's the best. Oh no, Crave's the best. Yeah, this milk's
Susie
the best.
Cakes.
They just sell cupcakes. I'm like, yes, cupcakes. I'm in the loop.
Right. We've known about them since we were in kids.
Yes. Here's I got the them in my lunchbox.
Any cake you can hold with one hand is a cupcake.
Absolutely. And.
Huh. It really is.
And another one is now, like anything we take in our society, we do it until it's ruined. I go to a cupcake place and I say, can I have a vanilla cupcake? And they don't have it. They said, no, those are Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Today we have cumin and turmeric. Oh, good. Because when I came in here, I go, if they don't have cumin, I am going to be pissed.
Oh, my God.
Because vanilla is a very iffy flavor. I could see where you could go with
cumin. We don't carry that one every day because it's not a big
turmeric.
Request.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What has happened? I go to this place in Beverly Hills, got cupcakes. I want to buy cupcakes from my manager's office. They're nice people there. And I get two dozen cupcakes. And the girl behind the counter, fresh little kid, she goes, really? And I think, oh, two dozen cupcakes. I go, yeah. I go, I'm bringing them to the office. She goes, really? I go, I can't even believe you. Bunch of fresh people here. I should have brought in a quinoa salad and go, I don't know how to do this. Can you pick out some stuff and bring it to the office? Would you like some quinoa?
There's a story in the news today about a kid who got a McDonald's receipt tattooed on his arm. If you could, any restaurant from your favorite restaurants of the past, get a tattoo of a restaurant, slogan, logo, whatever, what would it be?
That's your favorite place.
Oh, my God. I mean,
what was your kryptonite of restaurants?
Well, as an homage, probably a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You know, probably be back in Boston, the Kowloon or something like that.
Yeah, when I was little, when we went to the Chinese restaurant, it was called the House of Hunan, and I thought that meant we were rich.
Listen, we went out for Chinese food when I was a kid. That was vacation.
It was.
Right. That's absolutely true.
They said, did you like your vacation? I'm like, what? That was your vacation.
What'd you do on vacation? We had crab rangoon.
Yeah. And egg roll. We all got our own.
Oh.
And
that orange.
And the table had a lazy Susan because they served
poo-poo platter. Oh. I love that.
Oh, good stuff.
Don't get me started.
Now the egg rolls are free range, which is nice.
Oh, absolutely. These free, it's all organic. No, like conventional produce here. This organic bok choy from organic bok choy farm.
John Panette, thank you so much for coming in. Going to be performing at the Brea Improv tonight.
Thank you
through
for
Sunday.
Having me.
John, we love
it's
you.
It's nice. And, you know, and I watch a show.
You watch Dish Nation?
Yeah. You know what? I've worked with Ricky Smiley a little bit.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's great. Very funny guy. But, yeah, it's a pleasure. Harvey Levin comes on afterwards, and he just, it's weird because he always needs a beverage.
Yeah, he's got the, have with the straw and the,
yeah,
the
thing. What are you, a mermaid? I mean, what? Are you going to dehydrate that fast? You got to go to a doctor.
Yeah, you need your kidneys checked. Mm-hmm. Thank you, John, for coming in. At John Pinnett on Twitter, brea.improv.com for tickets performing tonight through Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
Look what we got.
Happy
birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
I don't think we have rights to that song, so we have to sing the Chee Cheese version. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So it is your birthday. I think I hit the say. Happy. All right.
Thank you, John. We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.